W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. It is still unclear whether members of the House will vote today on a new speaker as Republicans work to rally votes for Steve Scalise. The Louisiana Republican won his party's nomination last night to replace Kevin McCarthy.
We need to make sure we're sending a message to people all throughout the world that the House is open and doing the people's business. And our first resolution that we pass under Speaker Steve Scalise will be to make it clear that we stand with Israel.
The U.S. can't allocate funds until the House approves a new speaker. Bombings and fighting on both sides of Israel's war with Hamas have now killed 2,200 people, including 22 Americans. Dr. Ghassan Abu Sidda works in Gaza's largest trauma hospital.
In the 2 days that I've been around the hospital, I've not seen any men of fighting age. All I've seen are women and children and elderly patients who are being taken out from underneath the rubble in their homes.
Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem for us and says a ground offensive in Gaza is expected soon.
Most of the anger is directed at Hamas and the brutality. And as the stories come out of what happened, it's really hard to believe. And, you know, even left-wing Israelis are saying Israel can no longer live with Hamas.
Terror experts say Hamas militants could still be hiding somewhere in Israel. A fundraiser is growing now for an Olympian fighting for her life in Texas. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
A day after word got out from Mary Lou Retton's daughter that her mom was fighting for her life in ICU at a Texas hospital, she's helped raise a lot of money. An online fundraising page put out by McKenna Kelly was hoping for $50,000 for her Olympic gold medalist mom to help with medical bills. Kelly says Retton does not have insurance and has been battling pneumonia. Donations now are nearing $300,000.
ACT scores have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades.
This is the cohort of students who were freshmen in March 2020. At the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Rose Babington's with the nonprofit that gives the ACT. Climate change is changing the taste of a cold one.
There's no beer without hops. But now researchers say the European hop fields that account for close to 90% of the global supply are feeling the effects of three decades of warmer, drier conditions. By 2050, they say yields could be down by a fifth, and those crops left will have lost much of the chemical complexity that gives different beers their distinctive tastes. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Millions of people will be watching the Powerball numbers closely tonight. The jackpot's now the second biggest lottery prize ever at $1.73 billion. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season, so he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, October 12th. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin will have a series of meetings in Wausau. The Finance Committee will meet at 8:30, the Board at 9:30, followed by the Executive Committee meeting at 11:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 a.m. also by teleconference. The WRPS Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place at 2. The Wisconsin Rapids Mass Transit Evaluation Committee will meet at 4 at City Hall, and the Committee of the Whole Common Council meeting will follow at 5. In Portage County, the South Central Library System Board of Trustees Personnel Committee will meet at 9:30 in Madison. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the Fire District will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 11th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 3:30. We're going to welcome in Amy Fluno, 211 Director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, looking forward to talking with some of our favorite people. We got Stephen and Katrina Hittner in with us from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to see you still. I can imagine how busy you guys are getting ready for the celebration and all these different things going on and stuff. So let's go ahead and dive into what's happening at the shop. What's going on?
Yeah, so we just celebrated our 77th year.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
It was cool. So much community support. So many people came out. People came back the second day. They brought their neighbors, their friends, their enemies.
No, they didn't. They didn't do that. But, you know, it was good. It was really a wonderful and humbling, and we're very thankful for our community, for the support that everyone's given for 77 years, three generations. We had a really good time this weekend.
Great.
We
had
great
really
samples.
Was.
Our vendors were awesome. We brought a sample of one of the vendors' products today for you to try. And we had a good time. It was a good steady flow.
I guess the other fun thing is we're kind of continuing some of the sales for folks too, which is something we were like, well, let's see if we can keep some of these going. So, you know, if anybody, you know, maybe purchased something at the sale and they want to come back and get another bottle, maybe it's working well for them. Or if they just like, maybe they missed it. They're out of town that week, that weekend, you know, last weekend. Nice opportunity. So I don't know, Katrina.
Yeah, we like to highlight some of our favorites, just because we like it's an anniversary day sale or days, but also we like to continue some of our favorites for later.
And I apologize if I was confusing there with that. What I started with there about a celebration, because the true celebration was the other weekend. But I know from the years previous, you guys kind of keep this thing rolling.
Oh yeah.
So that was my reference to that. It's just that you guys do not stop on the sales. You know,
no.
when you right at the drop of midnight or something. Like, you continue to do these things.
When you got a big birthday like 77, you should just celebrate for a day or two.
Celebrate for a little longer.
Yeah,
at least
just
a
keep
month,
it coming.
You know?
It's a good side note to our vets, our seniors out there and everything.
Right.
Hey, you anything 70 and above, celebrate.
Just,
I mean,
just keep going.
really celebrate.
Yeah, for sure.
And the same goes if you're under 7 years old.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
In the middle, you know, like, kind of just,
doesn't matter.
I don't know if it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. I do like that. So some of the sales that we're continuing on for the month of October is Terry Naturally. So the whole line of Terry, from A to Z of his products, we have 20% off of his whole line. So if you missed the sale, great time to come in still this month, get his products, or, you know, I really love that one, I'm going to get another one. Another one is Nordic Naturals. They are well known for their fish oil supplements. Really pristine, really good quality fish oil supplements. Mm-hmm. So their whole line is on sale. They have kids products and adults products as well, so for fish oils for them. Our brand, our Family Natural Foods brand, definitely want to highlight that, because we have a lot of different things. We have things like B vitamins, to zinc, to protein powders.
Powders.
Oh, we read each other's minds.
Collagen's been really popular. Mm-hmm. People love this collagen.
Yep. We have immune vitamins, we have kids vitamins, we have your calcium, so pretty much every, we have different herbs of it, but almost every category we have our brand in. And so that's 20% off of the whole line this month in October. Emerald Labs, they have a couple specialty products. One of my favorites is their multivitamin. Mm-hmm. It's a whole foods kind of multivitamin. We also have somewhat like specialty products. Like there's one that's really special, great for bladder health, like strengthening the bladder. And that's a topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, my bladder seems weak, or yeah. I have to go to the bathroom mm-hmm. all the time.
But that getting up 4 or 5 times yeah. at night, mm-hmm. this product maybe reduces it to mm-hmm. one time or two mm-hmm. times. Really great product. And they're all doctor formulated. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, clinically studied ingredients in each of these different categories. Mm-hmm. We do have a handful of products from them. We sell a lot of their prenatal, mm-hmm. as well as they have a prostate formula mm-hmm. that's really great.
And some good B vitamins too.
Yeah, they were one of the first companies to really see that we needed better absorb B vitamins. A lot of them take conversion through the mm-hmm. body. Some people, it's a genetic issue where some people's bodies aren't as efficient at converting B vitamins. So if you just take the higher quality ones like this company has, you don't have to really think about that. It's in the form that your body can use right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With this topic, it's one of those things that we always encourage our listeners to, that if you have questions, if you're struggling with this, you can't go to a place more open to talk about stuff than mm-hmm. Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
There's no reason for embarrassment or any of those things, although we understand that it might be some hesitancy. Yeah. But you can talk to the staff there mm-hmm. straight up, and there's no embarrassment needed. It's just an open conversation trying to help you feel better.
Right. And, you know, if it feels better, too, like we have different men on staff and we have females on staff. So if, you know, usually there's a couple of us running mm-hmm. around, you can pull aside
we've
one of us.
We've probably heard something crazier, too.
Yeah, right? We've heard so many different crazy stories. And
somebody very sincere and good questions, too. Yeah. You know, that's what 99% of them are. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly don't hesitate.
Yeah, we're here to help. So Emerald's a great brand, but True Grace is another one we love. True Grace is a Wisconsin company. Mm-hmm. They've been on the radio. They have really good mushrooms, like high-quality mushrooms, mm-hmm. which are getting so much popularity mm-hmm. because they're so good for our health, immune health, brain health, et cetera. They have really good whole food multivitamins, mm-hmm. a good quality nice fish oil, and awesome probiotics, too. Mm-hmm. And then we have Carlson's, which is also a really good fish oil company, but they have other great products too, like magnesiums and cinnamon and a handful of different things. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we have Gaia Herbs, which we talked really briefly about last time. It's a new company for us that is out of the North Carolina area, and they grow most of their herbs on the farm. Mm-hmm. Really high quality products, mm-hmm. Focusing on the herb side of it. So they're not going to have a multivitamin, but mm-hmm. they're going to have the different categories within herbs like ashwagandha or
They have some really nice gummies too that are made mm-hmm. from fruit juice instead of sugar and stuff, and obviously using the same high quality ingredients, some that they grow on their farm. So if you're interested in seeing more about the Gaia products, stop in there. They're over by the window.
Mm-hmm. We have a display of them over there.
We have a display of them right now, and it might move in the near future, but that's where it is right now, and it's kind of easy to look at all of them and see if there's something that intrigues you, and if it does, it's on sale right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in a little bit, we're going to talk about immune health, and we have some presentations we want to talk about. But first, have no segue for this one.
We got to talk turkey.
But we got to talk turkey.
Oh, okay. Let's do it. Good time of year. Good time of year to be talking turkey.
I'm not talking
turkey.
About Christmas trees
no,
yet.
No, not no, Christmas. No,
not that far.
No.
Not that far.
No. So the turkey order. So we do fresh turkeys. There's no hormones, no antibiotics in it. We get it from, they're all coming from like the Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin area. And typically, we don't do our turkey sign up. You can do it into the month of November. Like, you know, you got a couple weeks until November. This year it's different. We need everybody's turkey order, if they're going to get a turkey, by November 1st.
Actually, so before November 1st.
I would suggest before November 1st to guarantee a turkey.
I think our cutoff is going to be the end of October. What is the last day?
31st? Yeah. Halloween,
yes. Mm. Trick or treat. Get your turkey orders in.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So get us your turkey orders. That gives only a few weeks. And so sorry about the rush, everybody, but just talked to them yesterday and they said that's when they're going to need it. But sign up. We'll have a sheet as of today. We'll have a sheet printed. People can put their information down of what size bird you want. It's anything from like 12 pounds up to 25 pounds. And Also, if a person doesn't want a whole turkey, we have turkey breasts that you can just get or drumsticks. So let us know. You can call us up or you can visit us. So just let us know. But we need those turkey orders in by the end of the month, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be sure to get those, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, segue back, everybody. and that is presentations and immune health.
Yeah.
So
kind of at our anniversary event, we released our initial, at least for the first couple months, schedule of events. We like doing these health talks at the store. And we did one about a month ago with Dr. Tracy. She came in and talked about digestive health, which is a great place to start whenever you're trying to, you know, improve your health is to start with digestion. So she really kicked us off with a nice start. But we've got, you know, a few other ones we've got on our calendar here. And we're going to hope to continue them, you know, into the springtime and probably early summer. But on October 19th at 5:15 p.m., we'll do one on natural immunity.
It's a good time for that because everybody knows the sniffles, the colds is happening right now. So
a lot of those things, especially immunity, it's good to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
So that topic's going to be kind of, I'm not sure how wide we're going to go with it. Sometimes there's areas of immune health where you want to talk about like building up your immune system, kind of doing sustained things that can help, you know, your body fight, you know, big things like cancer and stuff like that, where, you know, like autoimmune conditions, that's also, you know, immune related issues. You know, cancer is a deficient immune issue. Autoimmune issues are kind of where immune systems going up and down. Allergies are in the immune category. I think our main focus for this topic is actually going to be around seasonal immune health, cold and flus, which is usually a suppressed immune system, and where you just kind of have to give it something, give it a little love.
Yeah, give it a little love. Treat it with some respect.
And, you know, we've got a lot of these products in right now, and we're kind of interested in talking about them. But I think a good place to start is for James to do a little sample here today.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. We've got some propolis for you. This is a Terry Natural.
Are you going to do like the bumblebee thing?
No. No, I mean, do you want me to?
What's the bumblebee thing?
Bumblebee. Yes. So, propolis.
Oh, I so want to make you do that, but I won't.
I mean, I'm
that
here
to
for
you.
I got two more if you need
do
that.
Do I chew these?
You chew them. It's a chewable. Okay.
It's a chewable, but the reason why Stephen did bumblebee is because propolis comes from bees. So he was doing that.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's why he was doing that.
Yeah, I thought maybe that's how you get your kids to take it.
Yeah, it's true. We've done bumblebee. I mean, at this point, they don't need me to do that anymore.
Well, this is a great product for kids and adults for immune health. And Katrina, I think probably, what did you give this to your kids?
And I give it to myself too because I love it. But so some of the things it's really good for is like upper respiratory health, ear health. And how many kids have like earaches all the time?
Ear infections.
So this is amazing for ear health. It's a good, helps like your, just balance like bacteria and kind of infection in your body. So it's a good overall. But what I love about it, so I tried this 2 years ago when they came up with it. I was at a training at Terry Natural in Chicago. And they gave us, this is the first time anyone's going to try this. And we all got a bottle. And I happened to have this like sinus and like, just like ear, nose, throat kind of cold going on when I was there. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to really try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it the test, the Katrina test. And I did like six of them within 2 hours. And my like everything that I had going on was like 80% better.
Wow.
And,
that's great.
And so, yes, I give this to my children regularly. I don't usually give them six a day. That was me just testing that out.
But it is very safe.
It's so safe. Yeah. And it tastes good. It's got a very like sweet kind of, what do they explain it? Like chocolate mint, I think, is their flavor.
I really like the, I don't say this very often with tastes, but it was a fun flavor. It is a fun taste to it. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, it's not your like normal like berry flavor. It's a different, but.
This is a pretty cool thing though, because they've used it in research successfully for difficult things like MRSA, which is like a bacteria that doesn't respond to antibiotics even. And so like, this is a really powerful thing, and we're going to talk about it in our health talk on the 19th, on October 19th. But I think one of the things, just to go back to the bee topic, is this is not, it's sort of a tricky thing. It's not exactly made by bees. It's gathered by bees. Mm-hmm. So bees, have this, you know, this hive, and to protect their hive, they collect these different things in nature, mostly like saps and I don't know, resins and stuff,
yes,
like that the trees mm-hmm. produce. Hmm. They gather it up, and then they build it around their nest. They fill in little gaps. They can do stuff like that with this propolis, and it's basically
to protect that.
It's basically the key to bee immune system health, like to the hive's immune system and their collective immune system.
Wow.
And so, it's like the wisdom of nature. Like, Terry doesn't, like, you know, tell the bees what to collect. He just says, like, okay, like, the bees thought this is what they need, and this is what's protecting them. So, you know, when we harvest some honey, we'll harvest a little bit of this propolis, and then we'll, you know, put it in, you know, in his formula, which I'm sure took some extra effort to make it taste good.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like tree sap.
No. But it... What an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah.
But you just even think of that.
Yeah, and you can get it in a capsule. We sell it in a capsule,
too. Yeah, if you don't want a chewable, there's the capsule option,
but
too.
But the chewable is really tasty and really interesting. I imagine, like, Native Americans use this, too. Or I'd be interested to see how far back it goes. Maybe we'll do some research. We'll talk about it on the 19th. But, yeah, propolis is a really cool one.
Well, in this time of year, we're so in, and I think this goes back to being kids and the way we were raised, and it's not a shot at that or anything, it's just kind of the way things were. You didn't think about a cold until you had one.
Right.
You know, you didn't worry about it until you had one, and then you took care of it, and then you took this and this and this for it and everything. And nowadays, we have so much more advancement with our tech, our medical stuff, our all these different things to where we can get ahead of this. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we got events coming up. There's so much to do. This is the busy time of year. It is go time now until the first of the year, no matter whether you're in business or not, you're retired, it don't matter. It is go time. There's so much to do. You don't want to miss any of these things.
No.
Yeah. Being ahead of this is so key to enjoying your winter, enjoying the winter months. I think a lot more people would enjoy the cold weather if they didn't have to worry about a cold and the sniffles and these things. Yeah. Getting ahead of that stuff is key to enjoying, I think, the winter season that we love so much in this state.
Yep.
Just speaking for myself and knowing that there's other people out there with things like this, I got my daughter's wedding this Saturday. Last Friday. Thank you. Last Friday, I had a cough I was dealing with, and I had this, like, insane, like, scary feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to miss my daughter's wedding. Like, it was literally scaring me to have this happen and everything. I've never done a better job of taking care of myself in the last 4 or 5 days, I think, of just trying to get healthy for this moment. But that's what brings to my mind of, well, if I had been doing this beforehand, wouldn't have any worries. If I'd have been just covering and taking care of my immune system weeks and weeks beforehand and everything, I knew what was coming. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. I understand what's coming, and you out there know. Mm-hmm. Get ahead of these things, and then you got no worries. You're going to be able to make these events, unless you're looking for an excuse not to go to whatever. Then I guess you have it in. But
there you go.
Probably not the case. It's a good idea to get ahead of this stuff.
Let's get James healthy over here. We picked a good topic for him because we got a lot of samples. We're going to highlight Allied. It's a new company for us. It's an elderberry syrup. She's from Stevens Point area, and she makes this. It's organic elderberry. It's going to have, like, a little bit of clove and ginger. It's an elixir. Elderberry is fantastic for immune health, as well as it's really good for, like, cold and flu. But it tastes good.
Mm. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
That is really,
and that's good for me. You're saying,
yeah, it's got a little ginger in there, some honey, but this is really good to give preventatively in the cold and flu season to give to people or kids. It's great for kids too. Mm-hmm. I do it after 1 year and up, just because there is honey in it. But I've given my kids elderberry syrup that didn't have honey at 6 months, and it was a great immune booster for them.
Yeah.
But this one does have honey, so I would wait until they're a year old. But she's great. She's out of Point. She's local. She's making this product. She's doing all the right things. Certified organic. So that's a really good one to do for cold and flu season, getting extra elderberry in your system.
Not very often you like the aftertaste of a medicine.
Yeah,
I love the aftertaste of that. I can still taste, and it tastes great. It's a nice taste on the tongue.
Yeah, she also has an elixir that you can drink, like, more. Let's just say I'm going to drink half or all of it as a beverage, and it's got mushrooms in it, and then it's got some of the elderberry strawberry and like lemon. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And it's one that you can just drink. This is more of a concentrate. You take like a tablespoon of it.
There's a month supply in there. Mm-hmm. And I think probably we'll have some of these things for people to sample at our event on October 19th, yeah. I'm guessing.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, you know, come in for that. We're going to get into more details on how elderberry is so good. Like Katrina said, I've started taking it almost year round just because mm-hmm. I did more research and I found it was also good for eye health.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's kind of a cousin of the blueberry, mm-hmm. which we all know is good for your eyes. And I said, well, why not, you know, if it's going to be good for my eyes and it's antioxidants, got other benefits, why not just take it, you know, certainly the whole cold and flu season. And if I, you know, if I got sick, I'd take, like Katrina, I'd take six of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard Kasia, who is the owner of that brand, The Allied, she was saying it's the top, one of the top antioxidants elderberry is. So mm-hmm. good for, like Stephen's saying, overall health, right? From your eyes all the way to just your cells in your system to keep them healthy and strong. So yeah, it tastes good. You can mix it in anything, or I would just take it straight because it's yeah. so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it in capsules too. Mm-hmm.
Or we have, yeah, capsules or a chewable option as well of like Terry's ViraPro, which is on sale right now.
We've got gummies of elderberry. Mm-hmm. Like elderberry is pretty, everybody got kind of hip on elderberry in the last mm-hmm. couple of years, mm-hmm. You know, with the coronavirus. So mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to get good quality elderberry, but it's also pretty easy to get very bad quality elderberry.
Yeah, that's true.
Terry Natural actually did a whole kind of, like a campaign, I would call it. I don't know. He didn't need to do this, but he kind of went out there and he said, like, hey, there's only so much elderberry that's grown in a certain year. One of these years, like maybe it's a couple years ago, there's a bad crop. So especially for the really, you know, top elderberry mm-hmm. that's best research that comes out of, I think, Europe, Austria, I believe it is. And he said, you know, there's probably, based on the amount of elderberry products that are out there, if you do the math, and then you do the math on, like, how much was harvested because mm-hmm. it was a poor year, some of these products don't have any elderberry in them mm-hmm. or very little or an inferior product, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you really, especially with some of these hot items and some of these really good quality products or products you want to rely on for, you know, getting to your daughter's wedding, for example, and other mm-hmm. things, you don't really want to just look at the bargain bin for them. You want to make sure you're getting the quality products that actually do have elderberry in it.
In my attempt to become adopted by your family, mm-hmm. I will say...
How's that going?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Okay. I'll see your dad this Friday.
Yeah, he said he's going to see you Friday. Yeah,
he's looking forward to seeing you. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to visit my other son.
Yeah. I love that, man.
You know, James, it's in his name, too.
Yeah. So. I mean, it is there.
Yeah, it is his middle name.
We are on a similar thought path here, the three of us. I was hoping we'd talk about immune health. And one of the things that I've been chewing on for a while, no pun intended, but I've been thinking about it. I'd love for us to be able to have some time to really dive into it, because I feel like you guys are the people that I really would like to talk to about with this, is the difference of leaf and root.
Mm-hmm. The different. Oh, yeah. Each plant has different qualities and properties.
Mm-hmm. We're in a day and age now where it's not uncommon to see anybody pick up an item and look at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome that we've gotten mm-hmm. to that point. But there's so many people, I hear fish oil is good for me. I'm going to go get some fish oil. I'm going to look at the back. I don't know what this means, you know, and they get that far and they're kind of like, oh, I see ingredients. I see words I don't know how to pronounce, but I don't know what this means. Like the difference of a leaf and a root when you're looking at stuff. And I run into this with Jinkobo and stuff. There's a difference between these. And there's so many people that want to, understandably, especially in today's day and age, want to save a buck or two.
Mm-hmm,
and often,
absolutely.
And there's, I don't begrudge people that. Mm-hmm. I work in radio. I get that.
Yeah.
But when you do that, sometimes when you're spending like a buck or two less, you're getting a product that is not doing what you're hoping it's going to do. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can find out the difference of that, not so much by price, but by looking at the ingredients.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that'd be a really fun conversation to have sometime.
Yeah, that's a topic we should add to our list maybe after the first of the year. Currently, we've got, like we were talking about, the natural immunity talk, which will be on October 19th mm-hmm. at 5:15. But then in November, towards the end of November, the 28th, we're planning to talk about India's health secret.
We're not going to allude to too much.
There's a lot of health secrets coming out of India. But we may talk about more than one, but certainly it's going to be mostly about one particular health secret and some insights we're going to learn. Katrina and I are both going to learn while we're traveling around with Terry Lemeron from Terry Natural.
Wow. Pretty fortunate about that one.
That is awesome, you guys. That's really cool.
Yeah. So some kind of cool insights there. Just put that on your calendar. It's going to be a fun one, mm-hmm. November 28th. And then in December, we haven't picked the date exactly, but we're planning to do something on essential oils.
Or we're going to do mushrooms because we're deciding between the two. It's either going to be essential oils or mushrooms, and then the other month
will be
essential oils. So.
And mushrooms are also an immunity topic, so we'll probably get into it a little bit in October, but we're going to get into it really in depth, and we're going to bring in somebody that grows mushrooms locally. Make some medicine from mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fun, you know, people are really interested in mushrooms. I think actually worse than elderberry and a lot of other products, there's a lot of inferior mushroom products that really you don't get much results from. Mushrooms have to be prepared correctly. The outer shell of the mushroom, chitin it's called, needs to be broken down for your body to get the medicinal benefits from it. Otherwise, you know, you can eat them. If you eat a lot of them, they'll probably give you a bellyache because of that chitin, if it's not cooked properly or processed. Anyways, we'll get into those topics and more.
Looking forward to it.
On October 19th at our natural immunity topic, and then again in depth for the mushroom topic.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, I did want to touch on Talk Turkey a little bit before we wrap up one
Thanks
more time.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Yeah. I had my little note here. Turkey sign up. If you want your turkey, get it ordered by the end of October, please. Signups will be at Family Natural Foods. Call us if you'd like, and we're happy to get you signed up.
We'll remind people on our morning shows. We'll be sure to bring it up a little bit here and there where
gobble,
we can
gobble,
and stuff. No problem. No problem. We give people those good turkeys. And thanks for talking turkey with me, you two. I love talking with you. Thanks so much. We encourage you to check out Family Natural Foods on social media. Make an Instagram account just to follow them. I promise you it's worth it. Also follow them on Facebook, of course. And you can find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com. And visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to talking again soon, you two.
Thank you.
Stick around. More Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We're not very far into the new school year, and already central Wisconsin students have missed instruction time because of school threats. While the threats have just been words with no actions behind them, police are reminding students that words matter. News 9 reports the Wood County Sheriff's Department is now working with bomb-sniffing dogs who are able to locate firearms. Student safety is their primary mission. Officials say it's more important than ever to check in with your kids. Find out when they're angry or frustrated about something and have the conversation. Don't hesitate to reach out to school administration and school resource officers to keep communication lines open. Point Brewery is expanding. They're building a new hospitality center in a historic 1936 building. It will include a gift shop and tap room. Portage County Business Council and Point Brewery staff broke ground yesterday morning. The hospitality center is scheduled to open in the spring. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid 50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 52.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 11th, 2023. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined right now by one of our favorite people. We just don't get to talk enough.
I know.
Amy Fluno is with us from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Amy is the 211 director over there at the United Way. Thanks for being here, Amy.
Yeah, it's great to be here again. Been a while.
How have you been?
I'm good. Good. Yeah.
Oh, don't let me forget. I almost did. We got to get your size. I got to get you a shirt before you leave.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure to do that. Making a mental note here. A shirt for Amy. Amy, of course, is the director at 211, and I want to take some time to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Before we do, though, we have a big event coming up. We want to get as many hands on deck for Amy.
Yes.
Or hands on lawn for.
Yes. Yes. So our annual Day of Caring, which is our leaf raking event, where we have volunteers go out throughout Rapids, Port, Nakusa, and we rake yards for elderly and disabled folks in our areas. So we are, our yards, we're done with our yards. So sign up is over. I do have a waiting list. if you absolutely need it, and we'll try to, you know, work that out. Mm-hmm. But we still need volunteers.
Okay.
So we have the most yards we've ever had. I have about 85, 86, something like that. So I am still in need of volunteers to rake those yards.
Okay. So if you are able to out there be a part of this, we encourage you to either form a team or maybe if you can just do this yourself. If you are a person that wants to do this, you don't have a team, but you would like to be a part of a team, that's also an option.
Yep. We can set you up any way you want to do it. If you want to grab family, friends, coworkers, anything like that. And you can sign up on our website, which is the best way to do it, because then you can get a free T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And we're also offering free breakfast again this year. Yeah. So we went back to that, and it's always good to do that for our volunteers, to get them full and then ready to get out there and do some exercising and raking. So
a big thank you to the Grand Rapids Lions Club for hosting and having the breakfast over there. And
they have been wonderful year after year, so I really appreciate their help.
This event is one of the greatest ways to put back in your community without really having to do a ton, to be honest.
No,
I mean, it's we all rake. We all we're raking our whole lives here in the Midwest. You know how to do this. And many hands make like work.
Yeah, absolutely. If
the more people we can get a part of this, the faster we can get this done. And, you know, this is one of those great events. I've done this a couple of times, and I've never not been done by noon.
Right. You know? Yeah, that's the thing. It only takes you a couple hours if you have enough of a, you know, big enough group. Goes really quick. You know, it's just, it's one of those things, like you said, it gives back to your community. It helps those homeowners stay in their homes, which sounds like, sounds kind of silly when you say it, but it is very, very true.
Yeah.
Like, very true. Because that is one thing. It's so expensive to have a service come and take care of that for you. Everybody's families are busy or don't live in the area or whatever the circumstances is, doesn't matter. It's just one of those things that it doesn't take a whole lot of time. And on a Saturday morning, and hopefully it'll be nice, you know, I can't guarantee it, but we do rake rain or shine. So, you know, I mean, we have, since I've been doing this for, what, 13 years now, we have had a good turnout when it's been warm. We've had a good turnout when it's been cold. We've had a good turnout when it's been raining. So it's just one of those things that people love to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a great experience for your kids. You know, as a family, it's really, really good.
Amy, I know it's been a while since we talked, but you and I are on the same page here. I was going to mention the kids. Kids are sponges, and they learn from us, and they see, you know, you bring your kids to one of these events, whether it's Day of Caring or really any event with the United Way, but it's specifically with Day of Caring, and they're going to see the same things we do.
Yeah.
You drive around town on the 21st, and you're going to see tons and tons of families, of strangers helping strangers, of neighbors helping neighbors.
In yellow T-shirts.
In yellow T-shirts, yes, yes, a great yellow T-shirts.
Yes.
And not only doing this and being a part of a great community event, but feeling a part of the community.
Yeah.
The feeling that you get from being a part of this event, I don't know how you really put in the words. It's really something.
Yeah, it's great. And I mean, we have tons of kids from the high school too. Like all the high schools come together. You know, they have groups. I mean, that's always our largest groups are those high schoolers, which is great. And I get really good feedback from the homeowners saying how well they did. You know, they were polite. They were kind. They were, you know, they love to spoil them. So they're like, can I give them candy? Can I give them treats? Of course you can. Yeah, that's like the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just interact with them and, you know, let them know how much they're helping you. And then, you know, they know how good it feels to help someone else. And, you know, it just continues. Like my youngest daughter has helped me for years, and she's in college now. And she told me last week, and she's like, I was going to come home and help you, but I can't this time. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, but she has T-shirts from every color under the rainbow that we've done. And she's done it with groups. She's done it just to help me. She's always enjoyed it. And that's great from, you know, when she was little, she's been helping me.
It's a prime example of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you get them started young in this, and not only are they a part of things like this, but they're a part of future things in their community and adding to their community. And how no community in the world gets by without help from their neighbors and help from strangers helping strangers.
Yeah.
And an event like this, you when you're a part of it, you really will understand a lot of what we're talking about here. Encourage you to do that. Everybody sign up, whether it's solo or as a team, or you want to work with others, they will work with you on this. Again, Day of Caring coming up October 21st. You can sign up and find out more at uwswac.org.
Yep, and deadline to sign up, I believe, is next Wednesday, so you have a little bit of time.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a little time to even put a team together if you want.
You do. That's something to think about. Yep, absolutely. So grab some people and sign up.
And again, uwswac.org is where you go to register, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep, there's a banner on there.
Annie, it is go time for you guys. It is campaign season. Mm-hmm. We know how busy that is for you all, and how important these funds are.
Right.
This is where dollars and cents matter, everybody.
Absolutely.
And I mean that. Dollars and cents. Every penny counts. One of the things that Terry and I like to do when we're talking about campaign season is certainly talking about all the things that the United Way, that these dollars help fund. There's a lot of programs. There's a lot of assistance the United Way gives to our communities through these funds. But one of the things I don't feel like we get a chance to touch on nearly enough is 211.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy to see from Pam that you were able to fill in today for us. And again, thanks for pitch hitting for us today. When it comes to this subject, because I think of when my family came to this area, it was literally one of the first things we heard about. And we're like, our neighbor told us, if you're not, we're not sure about this either, you guys should call 211. Mm-hmm. Like, well, what's 211? We know what 911 is. Well, what's 211 and stuff? And we found out about this. And I know so many communities in this area, whether you're longtime locals or you're new to the area, have been benefited by 211. Since we haven't gotten to talk a while, Amy, let's dive into 211. Let's go from the beginning and catch us up to right now.
Sure. For those of you that don't know, 211 is we're an information and referral line. So we answer the phone. We do it locally from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then we have a after hours call center that does nights and weekends and holidays and helps us out, and they're great too. So we answer phones and just questions from everything. I mean, right now a ton of it is electricity, because you can get shut off if your bill is behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a couple more weeks until that kicks in again where they can't do that. But right now, if your bill's not paid up, you can get shut off. So there are agencies that can help. So that's one of our major requests that we have right now. Rent is always another big one. Yeah. You know, if you're facing eviction, if you're behind, you know, there's agencies that can help in certain situations. So we have lots of stuff from, you know, help with rent and utilities and, you know, different financial things like that. And then I think the thing we don't talk about enough, too, is a couple years ago, we've started our Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, you know, it's a different phone number, but you still get us at 211. You know, and we are trained now. We've gone through extensive training, so we have database full of stuff for helping with someone, whether it's someone that you love, whether it's yourself, you know, anything to do with addiction. So, you know, services that can help, inpatient, outpatient counseling, you know, anything like that. We have resources. They can be hard to come by, but it is out there. So if you have someone that's struggling, if you're struggling yourself, you know, give us a call and we can see what we can do to help.
Appreciate that, Amy. Yeah. This had to have been maybe a year ago, maybe a little bit less. I was talking to a listener who was relatively new in town, and I mentioned 211 to them. Mm-hmm. And I saw them maybe a week or two later at the grocery store, and she goes out of her way, like, I see her coming, like, to come over and see me and stuff. And I actually thought it was something bad, but because of the way she was so determined to come into it. But she had to come running up to me, and she's like, I did what you said. I called the 211. I called 211. Oh, you mean 211? She's like, yeah, I called 211. I was like, okay. She was shocked. She talked to a real person.
Yep.
She right away. To a real person, Amy. Yeah. Like, as much as I'm kidding about this, I think that.
I hear that a lot, though.
I imagine you do. I was going to ask, because I find that impressive nowadays.
Yeah, I'll get that. I didn't think you were going to answer. You answered faster than I thought. And I'm like, well, that's my goal right there, is to get to talk to you as soon as we can.
It's it's such a nice resource to have for people. And it's that part of it isn't taken lightly, the talking to a real person.
Yeah.
I look at 211 in some ways. I see all this great stuff the United Way covers and all these bases that the United Way covers. And for me, 211 is a bit of the gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that maybe you can, maybe you can't cover, but 211 can at least answer for people and help people with the knowledge.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of it, too. I mean, we talk with people, you know, and I mean, there are definitely people that call and just want that quick answer and are off the phone. And that's totally fine, too. And then there are other people where you sit and talk with them for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Just depends on what they need. And, you know, we're willing to do that because that's what we do. And, you know, I mean, we're not a crisis intervention. We're not a 911. We're not an emergency whatsoever. But if you just, you know, have a situation and you need to talk to someone that is not involved in it mm-hmm. and not a family member that's not on your side with it, you know, yeah. whatever the case is, it's sometimes it's nice just to talk to somebody that's anonymous that you can just lay it all out. And then mm-hmm. we can say, hey, have you tried this? Have you tried this? Or what about this? Or, you know, coming with a fresh set of eyes can really help sometimes.
Big time.
And that's like my favorite part of the job is when somebody says, oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, then, you know, because I'm not in your situation. I am not judging you like a family member might. I'm not mm-hmm. doing that. I'm just going, okay, hey, what about this? Or, you know, mm-hmm. what about this? And it's just easier it's easier to talk to someone too like that.
So is. It very is. It's so difficult to kind of put certain things into words. And mm-hmm. so when you're able to actually do that, like put things into words with a real human being, it goes so much farther to not only getting the information you need maybe, mm-hmm. but to having a coming out of the conversation and say you get answers, but they're not the answers you want, but you still feel better.
Yes.
Because at least you talked to a real person and right. you got your questions answered.
Yeah, for sure.
That goes so far, I can imagine.
It does, yeah.
Amy, you mentioned some training that you guys mm-hmm. have recently done.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a look behind the curtain for a moment, if you don't mind, and all the work that goes into 211, because mm-hmm. I can't even begin to imagine all the things that you guys have to do to cover the bases you do mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do, and it's great because we are a statewide system. So there's 8 call centers in the state, and we all work together. We have calls once a month with all the directors. So we, you know, we talk about everything. We talk about how to streamline stuff. We talk about our database and how to make sure that we're all doing the same thing and making sure that our agencies look the same and feel the same. And you know, that is so helpful to have people that we can bounce stuff off of and talk about stuff with and just be like, okay, this is what we want to do, or this is what we're seeing in calls. Like, are you seeing this? Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a spike in this kind of request, you know, has anyone else? And it's just really, really nice to have that extra support behind the scenes, you know. And then our 211 Wisconsin, which runs the whole thing, you know, they are great with answering questions. They do all our training for us. You know, I mean, they put it on our training system. Here you go. This needs to be done. Like, mm-hmm. watch it and listen to it. And it's really nice to have that kind of background support.
Well, and hearing that, I think for those that didn't know that. So when you're calling locally here at our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, you're talking to somebody here in the county, mm-hmm. but you're talking to somebody that has the backing and the knowledge yeah. of the whole state.
Yes. And I mean, there's stuff where, you know, there's stuff locally. We maintain stuff that's local. We maintain stuff that's statewide. We maintain stuff that's nationwide. Like, that's I think, a little bit of a difference. And we do it. We connect with our agencies as much as we can. You know, we get those relationships formed. We work on getting updates and making sure that everything is accurate. You know, it can be challenging, absolutely, because everybody's so busy and it's kind of sometimes hard to get that contact. But we try as hard as we can to keep those updated, because that's what we do,
and a beautiful thing too about the 211 that I respect so much is, if you guys don't know, you'll hunt it down or you'll tell them. We're not sure how we can help you, but here's a reason. You can maybe check mm-hmm. with this person or that yep. person. There's no ego with this. There's no. We got to get credit kind of thing. I love and value that yeah. so much in our today's society.
Yeah, I will tell you if I have to Google something because I don't know. Yeah, you know, yeah. and I'll just say, well, I had to Google it, so this is, you know, I can't guarantee it. I don't know. You know, but I will tell you if I don't know, because there are definitely questions where it's not something we would have in our database, but it's like, well, maybe try this, or, you know, mm-hmm. call the chamber. That's usually where I don't know, you know, try somebody else that might know.
When it comes to being in campaign season, we know how much these funds help all these programs and causes that the United Way is behind. Mm-hmm. How much does this campaign season impact 211?
Well, we are funded completely by the campaign. Mm-hmm. We are an internal program, just like the Volunteer Center. So we are funded completely by the campaign. So, you know, I mean, we are internal program. Yeah. So we rely on the campaign every year to keep us going.
It speaks so much to why it's important to where mm-hmm. every dollar, every penny counts. Yeah. Keeping these kind of programs and something like 2-1-1 alive and well and going strong is on all of us in this community to keep these things. Because for one, all of us use these services, whether you realize it or not.
Right.
And darn sure all of us might need these services. Mm-hmm. And just like a lot of other things in life, you don't get insurance once the car breaks down.
Absolutely.
You get it beforehand. That is very similar to this.
Yeah.
You want these things alive and healthy and doing well. So hopefully, maybe you don't need them. And that's the great thing. But if you do, or a family member or somebody does, you're going to be awfully thankful you added to the campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, we are in an internal program, which is great. I like that I don't always have to do the same as all the other mm-hmm. agencies and stuff. But I mean, I still do my part in it. I still talk to, the board. I still do all of that kind of stuff that a lot of the agencies have to do, just a little less, but not any more or less important. I mean, it's still, mm-hmm. We're still subject to the campaign, and we're still, always mindful of what we're doing with that.
Amy, is there anything, because 2-1-1's been around a long time and everything, mm-hmm. but yeah. I think there's still a lot of stuff that maybe we don't know about. Is there anything off the top of your head when I ask, is there something we don't know about 2-1-1 that you think the audience would find interesting, or you find interesting yourself about the program and about been doing this for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, with the Addiction Recovery Helpline, that's been a couple years. And we also do, we're doing mental health resources too, mm-hmm. which is a huge thing right now too. Yeah. So, I mean, we have all of those, kind of like counseling services and therapy and, psychiatrists and all that kind of stuff. That has been such a big thing. We've had tons of calls on that lately. And that one, along with the addiction one, is statewide. So, it doesn't matter where you're calling from, you're still going to get somebody, and you're going to get somebody that's knowledgeable on the database and can help you, find what's in your area, can help you find, people that will take your insurance, that will, if they need evening appointments, if they need, whatever it is, we can do that too. And like I said, all of that comes with training, and we do that on a regular basis. We have, been updating our training manuals and just, making sure that we're doing what we need to do and, answering calls how we need to talk to people. And
it's such an ever-changing world. It always has been, but especially with the rise of technology and these mm-hmm. things. I think that it's awesome to hear all the work that you guys do on that. It's also, we appreciate it because I can imagine it can get quite a bit going on.
It can. It for sure can. It's, there's definitely calls that are more challenging. There's definitely calls that are easier. And every day is different. Every call is different, which is one of the things I really like about mm-hmm. it. But it's one of the things that can be really frustrating, too.
Yeah.
It's not the same, and everybody is different, and everybody's needs are different. And it can be very, very challenging.
Well, if there's one thing that we do have in common, one thing that is alike with all of us, young, old, man, woman, cat, dog, I've never heard somebody say, I called up on a number, and I was so happy to get a computer.
Yeah.
I was so happy to get an automated voice. Nobody says that in human history.
No.
To be able to keep this resource that way and to be able to keep 2-1-1, again, the importance of this campaign and mm-hmm. being a part of this campaign. You are adding to your community. You're putting back into your community with those dollars and cents and keeping something like 2-1-1 alive and well.
Yeah. And we do. I mean, that's not to say that we're not technologically advanced either. I mean, we can text with you if you'd mm-hmm. rather do that. There is online chat, which we don't do yet, but other centers do, and they cover our area for us. There's the website. You can search it yourself. Mm-hmm. There are definitely ways if you're not really willing or wanting to talk to someone, if it's just something maybe really quick that you just want to get it and get on with your day mm-hmm. or whatever. So, I mean, we do have that technological background too. But the nice thing is that you can call us too and talk to a real person every time, not just, at 8 o'clock in the morning, but at 2 in the morning, at, you know, whatever time of day it is, it does not matter. There is always somebody that will answer the phone.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a really good point to mention. And it's a great benefit to have. And again, it's something that I think even so, especially people that use the services often may not even think much about because we're so used to it and so thankful to have it. But we I wouldn't say we ever take it lightly, but it's one of those things that we know about this already.
Yeah.
But it's important to keep it and keep it for future generations.
Yes.
There's other people that are going to need these services one day. We want to make sure to keep it around for them, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amy, I wanted to touch on a couple of other things in the last couple of minutes we had. One of them, as we mentioned, Day of Caring is coming up. But before that, you guys got a big event coming up, United Way Day at McDonald's.
Yes. I think it's next Tuesday, right? I will be there at 7 a.m.
You guys get up so early for that one. We miss being down there with you. Hope to be down there with you one of these days soon.
Yeah.
But this event, we encourage you to be down there, everybody, at the Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's to celebrate United Way Day, 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. What happens during that time frame, Amy?
Yeah, so we will all staff will be down there different shifts. Like I said, I'll be there at 7 a.m. It's my turn this year to be there early.
Nice.
But we're all there, you know, to talk with you, to kind of see what's going on, help with anything. And we have businesses that come in and get lunch for their employees. You know, it's cute because we see the same people like two or three times during the day because they come for breakfast, they come for lunch, they come for dinner, which is really cute. I love that.
This is a special one. It's the fifth anniversary. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading that wrong. It's the 51st annual.
Yes.
My goodness. 51
of these. Longer than I've been alive. So.
Same here. Like, that's pretty cool. It shows, too. Events don't stick around this long for nothing, everybody. They're around this long for a reason.
Yeah. And McDonald's is so great to us, too. I mean, they, you know, help us and they give us money towards it every year. And it's just a really great, another really great community event that we've been doing 51 years, which is longer than I've been alive.
It's a fun event, it's a great event, and it's a good chance to get some McDonald's in your life and all that. Most people like getting some Mickey D's in them. But you can feel so good from that, with that portion of the proceeds again going to some of the all the things Amy and I have been talking about today. Are you here? Terry and I talk about on our morning show. There is so much the United Way does. Here's our opportunity to help them.
Right.
This is our chance to help you guys. You guys do so much for us. We want to help you. We want to help you continue to do the things you do. We can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of people that'll tell you, you know, that's the one thing that they do every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their way to contribute to the campaign, which is great. You know, I mean, who doesn't want food and, you know, to help your friends and neighbors? So
win-win if there ever was one.
But
we do want to remind people, if you can't be at Day of Caring, if you can't be at the United Way Day at McDonald's, there are still plenty of ways to be able to put back into the United Way.
Yeah.
And by that, investing in your community.
Yep.
You know, there is this time of year, it is a great time of year to maybe... I know what my mom, I always like to use her example. She would have, it was $5 or $10 out of her check taken out. And it was so, she'd just do the little hand stop after every year that she would sign up for it and everything.
Yep.
She felt so good.
Yeah.
And she didn't have to worry about it. No fuss, no muss, you know.
Yep.
It was taken out. She didn't have to worry about donating or anything. And she still had that feeling from it. And I kid you not, I'm not over exaggerating. Every check, this woman felt good from that.
Yeah.
And she worked at that library for over 20 years, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Every one of those checks, she felt good from every time. You can get that feeling too.
Yeah, it's really easy to, you know, do that for have it take out of your paycheck. You know, you can call and talk to Stephanie about that. But yeah, it's a great way to donate. You really don't even notice it. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, $5-$10 a week, every other week, whatever. It's not something that's going to break the bank for sure, but it's something that's going to help others.
Yeah. Amy, if people want to know about 211, want to learn more about 211, what number should they call? That was a joke, but I messed it up. But I do appreciate you letting us know a little bit more about 211 today.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun. It's so good to see you and have you in studio.
Yes, it's been a while, so I appreciate it.
Want to remind everybody about Day of Caring again. You can still sign up. We still need volunteers for this. Get on over to uwswac.org. Sign up today if you can, and certainly reach out to them if you'd like to be a part of a team or worker with others, or you have a team that you would like to sign up. All the above is okay. Just get ready for the 21st of this month and be ready to help us with Day of Caring. Again, find out more at uwswac.org.
Yes.
Thanks for the time, Amy. Good
Thank
to see you. You take care.
All right.
We'll talk. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. A speaker vote still in limbo in the House, where Republicans are rallying support around Steve Scalise to replace ousted Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
Steve Scalise is a step closer to becoming the next U.S. House Speaker, but nothing is guaranteed. He ultimately needs to get 217 votes on the U.S. House floor, and he emerged from a party meeting today with 113. That means he's a 104 short and has to make up that gap. And there seems to be, according to multiple sources speaking with CBS News, a hesitation towards starting one of these votes again until Steve Scalise or somebody has locked down the 217.
The White House says it hopes that happens soon, and Scalise agrees.
We need to make sure we're sending a message to people all throughout the world that the House is open and doing the people's business.
The war between Israel and Hamas now in its fifth day, with the death toll rising on both sides. CBS's Holly Williams is in Moran, Israel.
It looks as though people were simply executed in their own home, executed on the spot. We're hearing stories from rescue workers of mothers and fathers and their children killed in the same house, killed in their dining room, killed